Dr. Baker is no longer with us. He is terminated this evening.
You have to vote.
He is terminated without cause.
Mr. Twigg, no, he's not. Right. You need to make a motion. There needs to be a motion and a vote.
Well, do we have a vote, a motion to support what I just referenced?
Point of order, Chairman, Mr. Chairman, please follow the rules of procedure.
Sure. Okay.
Okay?
The history that we are acknowledging today is very important to recognize and respect the courage of those 27 young men and women who stood up for what is right and did so with grace.
We are mobilized this morning, and as Sweet starts to move in here, we are ready to roll, and it's no accumulant. We're going to be ready to push it off the road.
Things were a lot different 150 years ago, and just thinking about where we were then and where we've come to this point is really amazing, and just the opportunity to reflect on that is a wonderful gift that we have.
This moment's a big turning point for the conservation movement, too. You know, protecting nature is still, of course, a major and urgent focus for conservation, but we have to acknowledge that inclusion and ownership matter. Who's in the room matters. The story of protecting Fones Cliffs and giving ownership to the tribe has to be a North Star for the conservation movement in our country.
We are talking regularly about efforts to create safe environments, especially again downtown. Since October, they've issued over 1,000 citations, speeding citations.
When there's a topic of great public interest and a large group of citizens desiring to speak on the same topic, the board chair may exercise discretion and allow no more than 5 speakers to address the board on that topic.
You don't believe in their First Amendment right. Mr. Twigg,
there is
when we have majority 25 vote up people here, coming, I'm me. Speaking. I'm giving my point of information. No, I have my point of information.
There's
you gave me the floor.
Four people that make up the majority
Mr.
of this board,
Twigg.
Not one.
And we're going to develop 20 affordable homes over the next 2 years.
Wow, Jeff, but that means Caroline County. I can't even think about
it. It's huge. Prices of homes have been going up over the last year, and this is going to allow people, what we're targeting, a lot of young professionals, firefighters, teachers, to get in homes that they can afford.
I think I speak for each member of the Riverfront Task Force when I say that it is with deep satisfaction that we see this park being completed. A gift from the city to the city that will provide pleasure and benefits for many years to come.
Between our Northern Neck Electric Cooperative crews, our contractors, our mutual aid crews, I was actually there for the last line to be energized, and that was such an incredible feeling.
It's more challenging than ever. It's truly the number one priority at the police department right now is recruitment and retention of staff. And even with spending more money than ever, we're getting less people in the door than ever.
Fredericksburg residents and Stafford residents, that's over 200,000 people, do not need to pay to use the park.
God has equipped us well as a community to come together as 9 churches and say, we may not be able to change the world, but we can change through our Christian response the need of the people in Fredericksburg.
This Kalahari project is a kind of a one of a kind. I heard some people mention Walt Disney. Walt Disney's publicly traded and basically a corporation. This is a family owned and operated business coming to Spotsylvania County.
We do continue to find damage. We, as of this morning, we still had about 500 broken poles in the system.
We've always talked about having a refrigerator on the corner, and it's actually here. I can't even believe it. I'm still in disbelief. We've already had a person come and use it.
We need to do a little pivot here with what we're taking on right now and what we've asked. Again, I have never been on a council where a city manager has said, you're looking at tax increases the next 3 years. Never heard that before.
Not hearing as much with this current Omicron surge, talking about people wearing a mask or social distancing. Are those still important? They are very critically important at this point in time.
We're probably going to reach something on the order of 5 to 6 million meals that we will end up providing in the community. I mean, that's kind of the trajectory we're on, and that's a pretty extraordinary number.
There is a general impression that I'm not qualified to serve as a superintendent of schools in Spotsylvania County or anywhere.
The Commonwealth of Virginia Board of Education begs to differ. I am licensed as a superintendent. I have completed all of the trainings required by the regulations of the State Board of Education, and I've gone through the process and I've gotten my license.
You know, we're an old city with new needs. You know, we're growing.
How long did it take you? I calculated the hours, and apparently it took 270 volunteer hours from beginning of June until the end of October, and a total sum of almost 500 people hours.